Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good morning. You're listening to WYLL AM 580. To keep up with Illinois public media news throughout the day, be sure to visit us on our website, wyll.illinois.edu. Now with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Chris, and good Friday morning, everyone. The Labor Department today says that U.S. consumer prices rose the most in nearly 4 years in February as gasoline prices surged. The seasonally adjusted index of consumer prices rose 0.7% last month, the biggest increase since June of 2009. The gasoline index alone surged 9.1%, which accounted for nearly three-fourths of the gain. Core prices, which do not take into account volatile food and energy sectors, increased 0.2%. The national average retail price of regular gas hit a four-month high of $3.78 a gallon toward the end of February. Food prices rose 0.1% in February as vegetables, fresh fruits, and meats cost more. Allendale this morning announced the results of its 24th annual production survey. Allendale pegs corn planting intentions of 96.956 million acres. That would be the second largest since 1937. Soybean planting intentions are seen by Allendale at 78.324 million acres. That would be the largest on record. Wheat acreage is estimated at 56.261 million acres. Winter wheat acreage was seen 209,000 larger than that implied by USDA's winter wheat seedings report. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 165,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 2013-14 marketing year. The 13-14 marketing year for soybeans will begin on September the 1st. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 14,506, is down 33 points. The NASDAQ, 3255, is down almost 4. The S&P 500, 1560, is down about 3 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
The negative phase of Arctic oscillation continues to have a big influence on the U.S. right now, and it's partially responsible for the cooler bias in temperatures that have been occurring and those that are yet to come. We will see the negative phase of Arctic oscillation still being with us as we go through the weekend and through a big part of next week. The next wave of significantly colder than usual weather is being advertised for the second half of next week and on into the second weekend of the two-week outlook. If the model data is correct, we may end up seeing the month of March finishing out rather chilly, and already some market commentary in recent days has been along the lines that perhaps planting this spring will be delayed because of cool temperatures and moist field conditions across a part of the Midwest. So that's something for us to keep in the back of our minds because the pattern we're in right now is not likely to change much over the next week to 10 days. In addition to that scenario that's playing out, there's other areas in North America that are dealing with an adverse impact of the negative phase of Arctic oscillation. One of those is up in Canada, where a substantial amount of snow has been accumulating in several locations, and their spring runoff potential now is becoming a bit of a fright because of the volume of water that's tied up in the snow, and delays in fieldwork may occur there also this spring. Well, meanwhile, our local weather is still looking fairly good as we go through these next couple of days, but we do have a couple of disturbances that will be working their way through the Midwest from northwest to southeast that will likely create enough precipitation to keep us in a moist weather mode. This first disturbance that will pass through the region is a snow event that's already getting underway in the upper parts of the Midwest and the Northern Plains today and will likely continue to work its way southeastward from Minnesota into parts of Wisconsin, Ohio, Indiana, eventually down to Kentucky. Now, not all of it will be snow. Most of the snow will be in the upper parts of the Midwest. Rain will likely occur to the south of the snow area, including places like northeastern Missouri, southern Iowa, Portions of Illinois and Indiana will all see some rain evolve out of this event. Now, most of the precipitation that occurs in these lower eastern Midwest locations will probably not evolve until we get into the evening hours tonight and really overnight in general. The system will be moving out of the western Corn Belt as we get into the morning tomorrow, and it'll be out of the eastern belt by tomorrow night. Another disturbance will come in behind it, though, and it will likely impact areas from Missouri and eastern Kansas to the Ohio River Valley. This will occur mostly on Sunday, and it'll be a rain event primarily. The little low pressure center that's going to develop there will likely increase a little bit as we move forward into Monday morning, and we'll likely see rain totals in some of the eastern portions of the Midwest, maybe running a quarter to three-quarters of an inch with an isolated one-inch amount possible in a few locations. The moisture from this first little disturbance that comes in here today and overnight tonight will be mostly producing less than 0.025 of an inch of moisture with a couple of greater amounts. As we move on out into the first part of next week, a second storm system of size will form in the northern plains, will likely generate a blizzard or near blizzard conditions on Sunday into Monday across the Dakotas and Minnesota. The storm system will trail a cold front down into the western Corn Belt. We'll likely see precipitation occur along that frontal boundary as we move from Monday into Tuesday, so additional precipitation will impact a lot of the Midwest at that point in time. Then the bigger storm system that is followed by cold weather will likely occur in the second half of next week. Our temperatures across the Midwest here over the next couple of days will be trying to turn a little bit warmer. Temperatures this afternoon will actually be in the 70s in Kansas and Missouri. In fact, over 80 degrees in parts of Kansas. In contrast, the readings will only be in the 30s and 40s in the northern parts of the Midwest, with some teens and 20s in the northwesternmost Corn Belt. Tomorrow afternoon, temperatures will be in the teens and 20s in the far north, running in the 40s and 50s in the south, maybe a couple of 60-degree readings near the Ohio River. And we'll look for high temperatures on Sunday, running 20s and 30s north and 40s in the south, and Monday will probably be very similar. Low temperatures at night over these next few nights will be running mostly in the teens and 20s north and the 30s and 40s south. There will be some sub-zero temperatures in the extreme northwest. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Well, let's look at the electronic trade in Kansas City. May wheat, 748 and a half, down 4 1/4. July, 752, down 4 1/4. May wheat in Chicago, 722, down 2 3/4. July, 716, down 4. May corn, 716 and a half, unchanged. July, 697 and a half, down 1. December, 557 and a half, down 1 3/4. May soybeans, 1434 and 3/4, down 3/4. July, 14.15 and a half, down a half. November, 12.55 and 3/4, down 4. May soybean meal, 4.23.70, down 1.30. May soybean oil, 49.61, up 27. April live cattle, 127.20, down 85. March feeders, 137.50, down 77 and a half. And April lean hogs at 80.35, or down 52 and a half. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Very muted market this morning.
Yeah, very slow trade, mixed, you know, back and forth on either side of unchanged. Just really not a lot of big news out there this morning. We did see an announcement of some additional sales of 13-14 crop to China of soybeans, but other than that, really not a lot going on, it doesn't seem like.
It may be that way, do you think, till we get to the end of the month? Or do you think ahead of the report, ahead of the planting intentions, ahead of the quarterly grain stocks, we see fireworks pre-report?
I think we could see a little activity pick up certainly before the report. And, you know, we still have a couple of weeks before that. So, you know, I guess ending the week here, one thing I think we have seen, I was talking to a guy up in Minnesota this morning. I mean, they're up at levels of like 750 cash in his area for old corn, and that got his interest. And I think probably we've seen as we move the market, the May futures up around 720, you know, or so, getting up to some levels like that that looks pretty attractive for some of those areas where they do have old corn to sell. I mean, there's just not a lot of corn around these parts to sell, but I think we did see some cash selling of corn around the country as we kind of moved up to those levels.
What do you make of the wheat market going inverse in Chicago?
Well, I guess I think that's a surprise to me. I don't know that I have a real good fundamental reason for it, Dave. I don't know if it's just old crop, new crop thing, but I don't see why that would make the, you know, July lower necessarily. So I'm sorry, I don't really have a good reason for that.
There's no carry in the market. They're saying give us the grain, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I think that wheat in general just kind of got overdone a little bit. We saw some new demand come into the market because we did get prices so low, and I think that kind of is what brought the market back, and evidently the longs wanted to be in the nearby, the old crop month.
Thank you much, Bill.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. There is a crush report out at 11 o'clock, too, we ought to mention. So.
Yes, there is. Thank
you.
Okay. That's Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick, May corn, 716 3/4, up a quarter. December, 558, down 1 1/4. May beans, 1435, down a half. November, 1256 1/4, down 3 1/2. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.